Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for S&T Bancorp, also known by its ticker, STBA. If you're not familiar with this name, let me give you a quick rundown. S&T Bancorp is a regional financial institution based in the U.S., operating primarily in the banking sector with a focus on commercial and retail banking services. They're part of the broader financial services industry, serving communities through a network of branches and digital platforms. With a solid market cap and a team of dedicated full-time employees, they've carved out a niche in their region, but they're not exactly a household name like some of the big national banks. So, let's dive into what makes this company tick and whether it's worth a spot in your long-term portfolio. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of the SWOT, let's touch on some recent vibes around S&T Bancorp. Performance-wise, the stock has shown some interesting moves over various timeframes. Over the past year, their returns have been competitive within their industry, though I'll save the exact numbers for context later. On the news front, there's been chatter about their strategic moves and how they're positioning themselves in a tricky economic landscape. And from their latest earnings call for the third quarter of 2025, there's a lot to unpack about their financial health and future plans. So let's break this down into strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to see where S&T Bancorp stands for us long-term investors, while also keeping an eye on shorter-term trends that could signal bigger shifts. Strengths. First up, S&T Bancorp is showing some solid financial performance, especially from their latest earnings call in Q3 2025. They reported strong results with key metrics like revenue and net income holding up well compared to industry peers. This isn't just a flash in the pan. Their operating cash flow and free cash flow numbers suggest they're generating cash efficiently, which is always a green flag for stability. Their profitability ratios are another feather in their cap. With a decent gross profit margin and net profit margin, they're not just bringing in revenue but keeping a good chunk of it. For us long-term folks, this kind of efficiency means they've got the resources to weather storms or reinvest in growth. Balance sheet health looks robust too. Their current ratio and quick ratio indicate they've got enough liquidity to handle short-term obligations, which is crucial in the banking world where trust and stability are everything. Plus, their debt-to-equity ratio isn't screaming red flags, so they're not over-leveraged compared to some competitors. Lastly, their dividend yield is worth a nod. It's not sky high, but it's consistent, and for those of us building wealth over decades, that steady income stream can compound nicely. Weaknesses. Now let's not get too cozy. One area where S&T Bancorp raises an eyebrow is their return on equity. While it's not abysmal, it's not exactly setting the world on fire either. This tells me they might not be squeezing as much profit out of shareholder money as some of their peers, which could be a drag on long-term value creation. Another concern is their market positioning. Being a regional player, they lack the scale and brand power of national banks. If you look at their performance over shorter windows, like the past month or 3 months, there's some volatility that suggests they're more exposed to local economic hiccups than the big dogs. Also, while their debt levels aren't catastrophic, they're not negligible either. In an environment where interest rates could keep climbing, servicing that debt might eat into profits more than we'd like. It's something to watch, especially if you're thinking about holding for the next 5 to 10 years. Opportunities. On the flip side, there's plenty of room for S&T Bancorp to grow, and I'm excited about a few things here. Their earnings call highlighted strategic initiatives that could pay off big time. They're focusing on expanding their digital banking presence, which is a must in today's world where everyone's glued to their phones. If they nail this, they could capture a younger demographic and boost revenue streams. Their forward PE ratio, based on analyst estimates, suggests the stock might be reasonably valued with room to climb if they execute well. Compared to the industry average, they're not overpriced, which could make them an attractive pick for value hunters like us. Geographically, there's potential to deepen their footprint in existing markets or even expand into adjacent regions. Their revenue by region data shows they're heavily tied to specific areas, but that also means there's untapped potential nearby if they play their cards right. Lastly, with the banking sector as a whole seeing digital transformation and consolidation trends, S&T Bancorp could position itself as a takeover target or a key player in mergers. That kind of event could juice returns for shareholders in the medium term. Threats. But let's not ignore the risks. The banking sector is a tough neighborhood right now, and S&T Bancorp isn't immune. Economic uncertainty, like potential slowdowns or inflation pressures, could hit their loan portfolios hard. If customers start defaulting, that net income we're so fond of could take a nosedive. Competition is another biggie. They're up against not just other regional banks, but also fintech disruptors and national giants with deeper pockets. If they can't keep up with tech investments or customer experience, they risk losing market share, and that's a long-term problem for growth. Interest rate sensitivity is a real threat too. Banks live and die by rate changes, and while S&T has managed okay so far, their earnings call hinted at challenges in navigating this environment. A wrong move here could squeeze margins. Finally, their industry performance data shows that while the sector has had its ups and downs, there's volatility that could impact S&T more than broader players. Short-term dips might not scare us long-term investors, but consistent underperformance against peers could signal deeper issues. As we wrap this up, let's zoom out and think about what all this means for S&T Bancorp as a long-term investment. On one hand, they've got a stable foundation with strong financials, decent profitability, and a dividend that adds a nice layer of passive income. On the other hand, they're not without challenges. Regional limitations, competitive pressures, and economic headwinds could test their resilience. For me, the opportunities around digital expansion and potential market growth are exciting, but they need to execute flawlessly to stand out in a crowded field. So, if you're considering adding S&T Bancorp to your portfolio, weigh that stability against the risks and keep an eye on how they adapt to industry shifts over the next few quarters. It's not a slam dunk, but it's not a pass either. It's a stock that deserves a spot on your watch list. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive with MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock breakdowns. We've got content in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point swats on our platform to keep you in the loop. Drop your thoughts on S&T Bancorp in the comments, and let's keep the conversation going. Catch you in the next one.